KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's currently 68 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, police in Red Oak say a Pottawatomie County woman was arrested Monday night on an OWI charge. 23-year-old Jan Polovayak of Oakland was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. for OWI first offense. Polovayak was being held at Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 bond. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
An SUV occupied by 9 people crashed early Monday morning in Adair County, resulting in 2 adults and 2 children, all from eastern Iowa, being sent to the hospital in Greenfield. 3 of the injured were not wearing their seatbelts. The Iowa State Patrol reports the injured were riding in a 2003 GMC Envoy that was traveling west on I-80 in a construction zone at around 5:50 a.m. Monday when the driver, 48-year-old Lazaro Rodriguez Soto of Cedar Rapids, fell asleep at the wheel. The SUV ran off the road and hit a guardrail before overturning into the north ditch and coming to rest on its top. Transported to the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield was 49-year-old Emma Eugenia Montez Vera and 26-year-old Clara Rodriguez, a 7-year-old and 9-year-old child, all from Cedar Rapids. A report on the extent of their injuries was not available. Authorities are investigating the deaths of 2 people in the Carroll County town of Glidden. Iowa DCI Assistant Director of Field Operations Mitch Wortfitt said the Carroll County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from a neighbor about an unconscious person inside of a mobile home at 129 Carroll Street, lot number 5, just before 10 p.m. on Sunday.
Law enforcement responded. Upon entering the residence, they found the body of a deceased adult male. And then upon further investigation within the residence, they found the body of an adult female that was deceased.
The names of the 2 people have not yet been released, and investigators are not discussing what might have happened.
Right now, we're working it as just an active death investigation, and it's certainly suspicious circumstances. We're not calling it a homicide, suicide, natural causes, you know, or anything like that until hopefully we can get some preliminary autopsy reports back.
Autopsies on both bodies were scheduled for today at the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. Mortfitt said investigators are hoping neighbors or other people in Glidden can help them piece together what happened.
We're asking anybody that may have information regarding this investigation or the activity in and around this specific residence, contact Carroll County Sheriff's Office.
And in an update to our story yesterday and over the weekend, the Iowa State Patrol said late Monday morning that 2 motorcyclists were injured during an accident that happened late Sunday morning on Interstate 80 near the Shelby exit. Officials say 67-year-old Donald Dirks and 68-year-old Sharon Dirks, both of Omaha, were transported to hospitals in Omaha and Council Bluffs following the crash that happened at around 10 a.m. Sunday. The patrol says a 2013 Victory motorcycle driven by Sharon Dirks and a 2007 Harley driven by Donald Dirks were traveling eastbound on I-80 near the 36-mile marker when, for reasons unknown, Don Dirks' cycle went out of control and entered the median before flipping end over end several times. Sharon Dirks was following Donald's cycle, and the patrol says she panicked and slammed the brakes on while attempting to stop on the north shoulder of the road. That quick action caused her cycle to go out of control and crash into the median where it came to rest on its side. Sharon Dirks was transported by Avoca Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, while Don Dirks was flown by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A man from Pacific Junction was injured Saturday afternoon after he dumped his cycle on its side on Highway 34 in an attempt to avoid a collision. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said Matthew Kinney was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue following the accident at around 4:35 p.m. Saturday. Officials say Kinney was traveling eastbound on Highway 34 approaching Hillman Road. An eastbound vehicle was in front of the motorcycle, and another vehicle was sitting in the median waiting for westbound traffic before crossing onto Hillman Road. When the car in front of the cycle slowed, Kinney had his latest 2005 Harley-Davidson on its side and slid into the median. And there were no injuries reported also following an accident Saturday morning near the junction of Highway 34 and Interstate 29. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said a 2010 Nissan driven by Nelson Tollefson of Red Oak was stopped and waiting for westbound traffic to make a left turn onto the I-29 on-ramp. Tollefson signaled to make the left turn, but his car was hit from behind by a 1993 Buick Century driven by Jordan Johnson of Papillion, Nebraska. Johnson was cited for following too closely. An accident that happened Friday afternoon in northern Cass County caused nearly $20,000 damage, but no one was injured. The sheriff's office said Monday the crash involving a 1999 Chevy Silverado pickup and a 2013 Toyota happened at the intersection of Boston Road and 650th Street. Officials say the pickup, driven by 19-year-old Dustin Ferguson of Brayton, attempted to cross 650th on Boston Road when it was hit by the southbound Toyota driven by 73-year-old M. Elaine Cook of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Deputy cited Ferguson for failure to yield. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested Friday by deputies in Cass County. Officials say 24-year-old Randy Travis Arbuckle of Walnut was wanted on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for harassment in the first degree. Arbuckle was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on $2,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were three arrests over the past few days. Last Friday, 41-year-old Brandy Michelle Barnes of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear, truancy-related. Her bond was set at $1,500. And there were two arrests on Saturday in Mills County. 48-year-old Michael Scott Holtz of Omaha was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear, possession of controlled substance-related. His bond was set at $1,500. And 54-year-old Barbara Ann Dinges of Glenwood was arrested on an OWI first offense charge. Her bond was set at $1,000. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says three people were arrested last week. On Tuesday, 54-year-old George Leo Frazenet Jr. of Hamburg was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of marijuana first offense, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also on Tuesday, 33-year-old Donovan Edward Hankins of Tabor was arrested for domestic abuse assault. And last Wednesday, 26-year-old Christopher James Wyland of Hamburg was arrested in Fremont County on a warrant stemming from an original charge of possession of drug paraphernalia. Elsewhere in the news, the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said yesterday one road has closed for repairs while another has reopened. Emergency Manager Bob Seibert said Hazel Road, which was closed in April for the replacement of a bridge with a culvert pipe, has reopened to traffic. The bridge was located on a stretch of Level B Road over an unnamed tributary of Mosier Creek. And while that road has reopened, Seibert reports 1200th Street is now closed due to a similar project, where a bridge is being replaced by a culvert. That bridge is located just east of County Road M16 over an unnamed tributary of Keg Creek and is between Lincoln Townships 5 and 8. Emergency responders and residents in the Panama and Westphalia areas will be most affected by the closure, which is expected to last 4 to 5 weeks. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, President Obama meets today with executives from 10 foreign and U.S.-based companies to talk about creating U.S. jobs. Today's gathering is designed to illustrate growing interest in the United States by firms capable of opening new plants in the U.S. instead of overseas and creating high-paying jobs. White House advisors say streamlining U.S. outreach to foreign companies has resulted in $18 billion in new business investments in the U.S. Michigan lawmakers could vote on legislation today that would provide nearly $195 million in state money to help Detroit emerge from bankruptcy while keeping the city under state oversight for decades. The legislation would commit the money to help prevent steeper cuts to retiree pensions and the sale of pieces at the Detroit Institute of Arts. The city unions oppose provisions in the bills that aren't part of a deal brokered with bankruptcy mediators. The United Nations General Labor Agency says that trafficking, forced labor, and modern slavery generate profits of $150 billion a year. The International Labor Organization says two-thirds of the profits come from sexual exploitation and one-third is the result of forced economic exploitation that includes domestic and agricultural workers. Finally, in the news, military personnel and sheriff's deputies in eastern North Carolina are searching for a Marine who apparently fell off an Osprey aircraft. It's not clear what happened, but officials say the Marine fell during a training mission yesterday evening near White Lake. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Lila Mae Nelson, age 82, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Kimbleton. Funeral services for Lila Mae Nelson will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Roger Mathias, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Roger Mathias will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Donlena K. Ellis, age 66, of Harlan, died May the 14th at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial service for Donlena K. Ellis will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ross Warren, age 88, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Ross Warren will be held on Thursday at 11:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic with a luncheon to follow. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Eleanor Stewart, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Eleanor Stewart will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. George Durgo, age 84, of Harlan, died May the 13th. Funeral services for George Durgo will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Clarence Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Clarence Landis will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Paul Comstock, age 63, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Comstock will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carol Herbst, age 70, of Panama, died Sunday. Funeral services for Carol Herbst are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Norman Treddy, age 86, of Avoca, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Norman Treddy are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.